Hey, baby. Let me speak. Matifa, let me speak to her. Hey, baby. Daddy loves you. I'm coming home. Matifa, on the train, going insane. A baby daughter changed ever since her father was slain. On the train for a chain, the same train that they riding. Bloodstains in her eyes everywhere that she's spying. And she the only one to see it. She the only one to pray to God that a man's talking to Jesus. Even though he beat her and never hardly seen her, she still got love for the nigga cause he said he'd never leave her. But a hollow tip when they changed those plans. Now she forced to be a single mother making a stand. Having doubts about her future, people making a spin. Cause she doubting she can beat the needle, breaking the skin. Living on the street, fam, stop taking the end. Pimping out a seed for the sake of making some ends. But her conscience got this crackhead forsaking her sins. So she left her daughter on the train and blew with the wind.
And this is a true story, man. This shit goes on the hoods every day in ghettos around America. And people don't even realize it. They don't even realize the vicious cycle that's going on right now. With all the Mason Joneses out there that's getting slayed in the streets for things that they done that's coming back to get them. The ghost of the past is coming to get you, and you don't even realize it's coming. Flipping the coke and the crack with the hope of blowing a crack in a ghetto prison. Mason had a vision of dipping. He was determined to exit the slums. He even murdered a kid with a tech once for trying to stretch his funds. Gangster, gangster, it's already evident. Nigga had an attitude, check, check his residence. Necro capitalist, living for dead presidents. Wore the chains he snatched from his enemies is evidence. Mason was good, but he started to change ever since he found out his naive chick that he fucked was pranking it. He went downhill and started snatching niggas' chains. One kid resisted and Mason bashed him and smashed his brain. Then he fled the scene and jumped on the city train. His routine seemed too easy to never change. Flash forward to the same day the next year. Same train, felt seven sharp pains in his upper frame.
Suzanne was a good mother cause hers gave her pain. When she was a child she was abandoned on the train. She was an orphan, no foster parents had ever came. They don't adopt black babies with crack in their veins. She was determined to change, sobered up and went to college. Got her knowledge, now she's a teacher and scholar. Working a 9-to-5 with the honors money pouring in. Her son was graduating with honors valedictorian. She saved some extra money for rewarding him. Took him to the store and copped a platinum chain just for her kid. And she could only wish the best for the young man. But got a call from the cops saying he died from young hands. And they don't know who robbed him, they don't know who shot him. Then pistol whipped him and put his brains on the columns. Now she's reading the column up in the paper about a case. But it happened the same way, the same day, but a year later. It was a Friday, she hit the highway. Tears falling with a clock now late. She playing My Way by Fat Joe, her mind's flying sideways. And she don't know where she going cause in a divine way the spirit of her son possessed her in the driveway. She crept down the subway, dog, and that's where she found me. I hadn't robbed anybody since that day. I was turning my life around but still the gat got sprayed.
Hey baby, hey baby, Matifa, let me talk to her. Let me talk. Hey baby, daddy loves you, I'm coming home.
They never found out who murdered Mason Jones, but his daughter was adopted by Suzanne Malone. They never found out who murdered Mason Jones, but his daughter was adopted by Suzanne Malone. And to this day, she wears the chain of Suzanne's son.